must become the kingdom of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign. God is in control. The devil is not in control. Somebody say amen.
You should be able to sit in church and look anywhere you want to look. But there are people who cannot look in some directions because the armpit is out. They can't look in some direction because the chest is out. They can't look down in front of that lady walking in front of them to take the communion because every part of the body is exposed and they have to look away. That devil is a liar. Somebody should be able to come to church. He doesn't go to nightclub to be seduced. He shouldn't come to church and be seduced. He ran away from the nightclub. He ran away from the disco party. He ran away from all the places. And then he entered the church. And there is somebody looking exactly like the gear he ran away from at the nightclub. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The standard of God has never changed for any generation. It has never changed. If your heart is clean, your body will be clean. If you are decent in heart, you'll be decent outside. If you have passion for God inside, you have passion for God outside. Am I speaking to somebody here? And if the love of God is in your heart, you will not like to put a stumbling block on the road of anybody. You will not like to allow anybody to fall because you are so selfish enough to advertise yourself and your physical contours. Take your seat. I am angry that seduction should confront a person in the church. I am angry that somebody should come to worship God and then left the church and had to commit fornication that day because he was provoked by something he saw. Those that we call Orthodox churches, many of them are more decent in character than most of what you call Pentecostal churches. And I can tell you, it's a deception of the devil to tell some people that, oh, you are the one that are filled with the Holy Ghost. But there are so many Holy Ghost people that will find themselves in eternal hellfire until they make up their mind not to take sides with the devil against God. There are so many people that will open their eyes and it was not heaven. And if anybody is filled enough with the genuine Holy Ghost, the type that Billy Graham had, that Rahab Bonnke had, that Jesus had, that Paul the Apostle had, the kind of Holy Ghost by the mercies of God that we have, if you have the genuine Holy Ghost and you stand in front of the mirror, that genuine Holy Ghost will rebuke you and say, you can't dress like that and go out. And if nothing is rebuking you, then there is nothing holy inside you. If nothing is rebuking you, nobody is rebuking you and saying you can't go out like this, you can't behave like that, you can't appear like this, you are too seductive, you look too much like a Jezebel, you look too much like a devil. If nothing is telling your heart like that and you are walking like that, there is nothing holy and nothing ghost on the inside of you. Something there, something else may be there, but not the Holy Ghost. Let us go to the third point. The priests were sanctified. They were separated. Number three. The Bible said they were arrayed in white linen. White linen. All of them put on white. Put on white. What is the implication of white? Look at Revelation chapter 19 and in verse 8. before their worship was acceptable, they put on white. Revelation chapter 19 and in verse 8. Revelation 19, 8. The Bible said, and to her was granted, that is the bride of Christ, to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Clean and white. Number three condition, purity, is the third condition for acceptable worship. Purity, purity, inside and outside, is the acceptable condition. Acceptable condition for acceptable worship. Purity, inside and outside. How do I know that a mango fruit will be sweet? By seeing the outside. It tells me how the inside will taste. True or false? How do I know that a mango fruit will be sour? By looking at the outside, the unripe outside, I can tell that the inside will be sour. If you show me how your outside looks, it gives me a little idea of what is inside. Purity. And what kind of purity are we talking about? The purity of motive. First and foremost, the purity of motive. A person existing with motive that is pure. He doesn't do things with crooked motive. There are people, everything they do is with an ulterior motive. There is a crookedness of motive attached to what it does. Purity of motive. Your motive is clear and clean for whatever you do. Also, purity of thought. Purity of thought. And I pray for somebody tonight to receive the grace for purity of thought. Purity. Having the grace not to dwell on that which is impure, on that which is unclean in the mind. Purity of thought. They were dressed in white linen. That was why their worship brought the glory. You can imagine somebody. Who just came out of immoral affair. Or just finished signing a fraudulent signature. Lifting up his hand with other people. And the tragedy is that in some places, 90% of people who lifted their hands, the hands were not holy. Say, lift up holy hands. Purity in thought. And the third form of purity is purity of contact. What you allow to enter your eyes. What you allow your eyes to see. What you allow your ears to hear. What you allow your hands to touch. What you allow your mouth to taste. They enter the fountain of your life, which is your heart, and corrupt your worship. And corrupt your destiny. Anybody hearing what I'm saying here? And I can assure you that the devil is doing overtime in this end time. The internet is loaded with what the eyes must not see. Television programs are loaded with what the eyes must not see. All manner of DVDs and VCDs loaded with what the eyes must not see. And when the eyes begin to see what it must not see, the unclean things, it enters into the heart, because the eye is the gate of the heart. The ear is also another gate. It enters into the heart and corrupts the holiness of God. It corrupts your nature. So when you sing, corruption is coming out of your mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So uncleanness enters through the eyes, through the ears, into the heart. It corrupts the heart. When the mouth begins to speak out, the corruption is coming out through the mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And when everybody is hearing the melody of the voice, what God is seeing is the corruption of the heart. You hear what I'm saying here? And I am going to pray for you today. And I preach this preaching to you with all love and all passion, because I know so many of us are trying our best, but the devil has filled this generation. He has filled this generation with many, with as many possible things as he can to damn the people of our generation. The eyes see, what the ears hear, what the mouth tastes. Tobacco, alcoholism, what the hands touch, fraud, bribery money, corrupt money, signature that were signed that were not genuine. Beloved brothers and sisters, a little leaven leavened the whole lump. Little foxes spoil the vine. A small hinge opens the door. People fail and go to hell in minor details. Effective worship, acceptable worship. People with white linen, unspotted. There are people whose garment is white, but somewhere there is a spot from the world. Unspotted. White, unspotted. That is acceptable worship. Beloved, I also talked about purity in Luke. Because when you see someone that is pure in, he will be pure out. In Luke. Never you forget this. Every time you taste what you are not meant to taste, you dirty your life. Every time you touch what you are not meant to touch, you dirty your life. Every time you see what you are not meant to see, you dirty your life. Every time you hear those kind of people that say the kind of things you are not meant to, there are some music that people hear with all kinds of ungodly, very, very terrible lyrics that you hear, you allow into your ear, it dirties your life. It makes your worship unacceptable to God. I want you, if you desire to worship God and worship God acceptably, watch what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you touch. Watch your look. Because if your worship is not acceptable on earth, it is impossible for heaven to be accessible, because that is all we are going to be doing there. Number four, the Bible said the trumpeters and the singers were as one. They were as one. They were as one. What does that mean to you? Unity of the spirit and love in the heart. Unity of the spirit and love in the heart are secrets of acceptable worship. Unity in the spirit, unity with the saints in the spirit, and love in the heart of a person, they are secrets of acceptable worship. Nobody was competing with each other. Nobody was quarreling with anybody. They were as one. Do you see? People with the capacity to love other people as themselves. These are people that offer acceptable worship. People who are emptied of self and filled with God. These are people who can offer acceptable worship. Emptied of self, they are filled with God. Let me say this, and I want you to take note of it. People who have vacancy in their heart for the welfare and success of others. There are those who cannot accommodate in their life the welfare of other people. They can't accommodate in their life the success of another person. But people who have vacancy in their heart for the welfare and success of others, these are the people that offer acceptable worship. Not egocentric, self-centered people, threatened by the welfare of others, threatened by the success of others. Do you know there are so many people who can never rejoice that somebody is progressing? Instantly they begin to look at themselves and say, what have I done? Why am I not, you know, succeeding? They can never stand another person's blessing. I'm not talking of people who are hateful and vengeful. Not people who find fault with everybody and criticizes everybody and everything. And I warn you, please never hang around such people. They find fault with everybody, criticize everything. And God told me, spoke through me yesterday night at University of Ibadan. I was preaching to the students. And he said, anybody that cannot walk with people cannot walk with God. Trace anybody, human being, who claims to be walking with God and is not walking with people is a liar. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. If you cannot love man whom you have seen, how do you claim to love God that you have not seen? For God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. You cannot love God whom you haven't seen. You cannot love man whom you have seen. How can you claim to love a God you have not seen? Am I speaking to somebody here today? What I am saying is, when the heart is filled with criticism and fault finding, when the heart is filled with hatred and filled with vengeance, when the heart is filled with bitterness and unforgiveness, a revenge. Somebody you hate the person's name and your peace disappears. You walk across the person and your composure dies. There is somebody in your life whose phone you will never receive. Do you understand what I'm talking about? People around you that you hate to the point that if they have died, you will not cry. If they die, you are just normal. Am I speaking to somebody here? Now the Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. We leave the witch and the judgment of the witch in the hands of God. And I am not talking of wicked agents of the devil that wishes you dead. Even beyond that, when you have left them in the hands of God, your heart should be clear. Am I speaking to somebody here? I'm talking about one boss in the office, one brother in the church, one wife, one husband, somebody disappointed me at this time or something, and that is still in your heart, very heavy in your heart. Now you lift up your hands and say, oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. You know what God said to me this evening? Say, God is not impressed when love is not in place. God is not impressed when love is not in place. When love is not in place in the heart of a person, God cannot be impressed. No singing, no preaching, nothing, no giving can impress God where love is not in place. Tonight, that bitterness, that unforgiveness, that competitive jealousy. You take one step, I take three steps. That competitive jealousy. That craving to do and undo somebody else. God can never be present where love is absent. These people, we are one as one. Can I tell you something? You kept all the commandments and you are unable to forgive somebody. The road is straight to hell. Do you know why? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. person offended me. He saw me on the road and refused to greet me. For that purpose, I refuse to forgive her. Every time I see her, I throw away my face. I am keeping all the other commandments. What I did 15 years ago, 27 years ago, that I have confessed already, God begins to remember it. Because I fail to forgive my brother and my sister. The sin of that person is important to me. My own sin becomes important to God. For as long as that person is unforgiving, I am unforgiven. So where is the road to heaven? But you must make it. You have the power. You have the power to make it. And you must make it. You have the power to make it. Nobody can fail who has decided and chosen to succeed with God. You can make it. So, let that leave you alone. That bitterness, that hatred, leave you alone. Let it go. And let God. And then your worship is acceptable. Your life is acceptable. Everything about you becomes acceptable. And finally, number five. The Bible said, they made one sound to be heard. Somebody say one sound. Somebody say consistency. Truth. One sound. Not two sounds. Not three sounds. One sound. What does that mean? Consistency and truthfulness are conditions for acceptable worship. Consistency or truthfulness is a condition for a worship that is acceptable to God. It's a condition. Consistency, truthfulness. Saying one thing and saying one thing. Consistency, truthfulness. I am talking of people who say what they mean and mean what they say. They offer acceptable worship. People of honesty and sincerity. They offer acceptable worship. For God is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth cannot live where lie is found. The truth, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth is never comfortable in the midst of falsehood. I wonder whether God is speaking to anybody tonight. They mean what they say. They say what they mean. People whose life you can see through. Like a plain glass. You can see through. Not people with double face. Not people with two faces. One face in church, one face outside. Not people who speak from the two sides of their mouth. Not people whose yes is not yes and their no is not no. Not people whose identity in the secret is different from their identity in the public. It is not people who cannot be trusted. They are not accountable. They are not reliable. They are not trustworthy. God can't trust them. Man can't trust them. Wife can't trust him. Husband can't trust her. Boss in the office can't trust him. Colleagues can't trust him. He's not trustworthy. Can you see what many of these things do to the destiny of people? Acceptable worship. You know, there are people that are bankrupt of truth. They are bankrupt of reality. There is no truth in them. You know, there are people that live a synthetic life instead of an authentic life. The life is made up. It's not real. I'm not sure you understand what I'm talking about. Not real. That person can worship from morning till night. The spirit of truth can never be found. Not deceptive and deceitful people cannot be found. But tonight that nature shall be destroyed. That nature must be destroyed. I'd like you to understand that godliness means godlikeness. Existing, living like God. Now all you need to know is to know the nature of God. He's a God of truth. He's a consistency is the reason for the divinity of the Almighty. I am the Lord. I change not. I say A, I mean A. God is a God of purity, integrity. He's a God of love, absolute love that sent his son to die for the world. So to look like God means to walk in love. It is to walk in truth and sincerity and honesty. It is to walk in holiness and purity. Not trying to live a dubious life. These are conditions for acceptable worship. I do not want you to misunderstand me tonight. It is not every form of worship that God accepts. As hearts of people differ, qualities of worship also differ. I said there is a worship that brings down the cloud of glory. There is a worship that suspends your effort and makes God to be in charge. It's a worship that makes the glory to flood the place. It is called acceptable worship. And it happens for those who live in the presence of the Lord. Who come out of the holy place. They live in the presence of the Lord. People that are separated from the world. You look at them, you know. People who are dressed in white linen. Purity of motive and purity of thought. Conscious of who they are and they are careful with what their eyes and ears see and hear. People that walk in love. Oneness of heart and spirit with others. Devoid of bitterness and this kind of unforgiveness. People that are consistently truthful. When they go to work in the morning and they are meant to sign the register, the entrance, they won't write 8:30 if they came by 9. For he that sitteth in the heaven saw it. He saw it. It doesn't matter what other people wrote before you came. And you write the correct timing. And if people conspire against you, who cares? And if you lost your job because you are truthful, congratulations. By the time the God of heaven cannot give you a job that is better than the one you lost, then you can confirm that that God is not worthy to be served. Am I speaking to somebody here? We have come to the point where we cannot afford to behave like the world behaves. Send a requisition that does not exist because it's broke. Sign signature that is not correct. Just do all these things. Travel, come back, no account. No more. And tonight we are going to pray. We are going to pray. God knows my heart. He knows I have preached to you tonight in love. And I'm going to give a call quickly for as many people as want to come and kneel on this altar to settle various matters with God. Because I realize that the altar is the place where several things are settled. Altar is the place of sacrifice. Is the place of surrender. Is the place of exchange. Many things happen at the altar. Is the place of impartation. Is the place where Isaac was offered and Abraham's destiny changed. The altar is a stronghold in the realm of the spirit for the children of God. Is a place where you renew your strength. You hand over your weakness to God and take up his righteousness, his strength. You hand over your ungodliness and you take up his righteousness. The altar is a place where spiritual transactions are made. And there are people here tonight saying,